This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's welcome in Josh Briscoe, our Chiefs contributor for 96.5 The Fan. He is presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. I guess I'll just get your reaction to that. Are you surprised? You think this thing will end up being a pick'em by the time we get to kickoff?
I'm a little surprised. I don't think it should be a pick'em, but maybe I shouldn't be, like, literally surprised, because this type of thing tends to happen, and we can get into some of the specifics, but this is something that I was really kind of marinating on yesterday, where I feel like, listen, the Eagles clearly have plenty of paths to winning this football game. If you play this game 10 times, I think you have to assume that that each team wins at least 3 of them, right? Now, maybe it's 6-4, 7-3, something like that. But what I think we've started to do a little bit in all of this conversation about how this is the best Eagles team of all time or the best team the Chiefs have ever played or whoever, I think there's a little bit of self-fulfilling analysis there to kind of build this case for Philadelphia on a few key matchups that could go their way, but I don't think that this game should be a pick'em. I don't even really think it should be a single point.
I guess I'll ask you what you think about the Eagles. I didn't realize until later this week that Alex and I were in the minority. I thought the Eagles team 2 years ago was better. I didn't realize that wasn't common thought. What is it about this year's Eagles team that they like better? I don't think their offensive line is as good. Saquon, they're just like, well, Saquon's here, so they're better. Like, I don't know what else besides that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is quite a bit of star power. There's quite a bit of, like, what's the factor that we've seen make the Eagles better this year? That's all been Saquon. The defensive line gets a lot of credit, and again, rightfully so. We need to talk about that in, like, some detail here, because I think it's hugely important, even more so than in an average game. But you can, like, remember how good that Eagles pass rush was, right? Like, this is a younger group. This has Jalen Carter, who's very, very good, but also, folks, not the best defensive tackle in this football game, and it's weird that he's getting discussed like he is Chris Jones, because he's not right now. A very good player, just not Chris Jones. I think it's very, very close, and ultimately, like, this is how it ends up going pretty frequently. Ultimately, I think it just might depend on if Jalen Hurts is as good as he was in that last Super Bowl. And I don't think he's going to be, because that's the best game I think we've still ever seen from Jalen Hurts. He was spectacular, and it still wasn't quite enough. I don't know if they're getting that performance out of him. To your point about the offensive line, not quite as good, and also has been obviously banged up. They've got a couple extra weeks of rest before this game, of course. But it is strange to me to at least make the blanket declaration, like, this is clearly the better team, because I don't think it's nearly that clear cut.
When you mentioned the defensive line, I guess, do you view this as it's going to look maybe like that first half of the Houston game, where obviously against elite-level defensive players, they had to kind of, like, readjust a couple of times to find their rhythm? That all comes back to the, like, I guess, do you think it's as good as that defensive line, or why are you looking at that so heavily for this matchup?
I do think it's as good as that Texans line. And I think the matchups in specific are the things that are going to end up moving the needle here. So we've talked about Jalen Carter. I'm sure you guys have talked about him a ton this week, but I didn't even realize this till yesterday. He almost always ends up on the right side of the offense, the left side of the defense in terms of the three tech on the left side. So that's Trey Smith all day, right? He might end up on Caliendo here and there, but that's not something they have been doing with Jalen Carter. So you get kind of a strength versus strength, and it's a chance for Trey Smith to either make some more money or maybe lose a little bit of money. He gets one more show before hitting free agency. That's going to be an excellent battle. The interesting thing is on the edge, obviously Joe Tooney has been good there throughout this playoff run and since he's moved to left tackle, but he hasn't been great. He's just been really stable, and it's been very impressive. So we talk about him like he's been, you know, an all-pro left tackle, when really he's the best guard in football, but he's an okay tackle. The interesting thing is the reason that he's a guard, not a tackle, is by and large because of his arm length. And especially, think about the tackles that Andy Reid has coveted. We're talking about dudes with super long arms. Well, you put opposite Joe Tooney, you give me Josh Sweat with his absolute octopus tentacle arms that he has, and that is a matchup that favors, like, we're literally talking about arm length here, but this is where Super Bowls end up coming from. That is a matchup that favors the Eagles with a measurable thing that has given Joe Tooney problems. A pass rusher who can extend on him, and now he has incredible technique, but Tooney can't get his hands up there if he can't literally reach that far. So that's one very specific matchup where if you tell me Joe Tooney has an excellent, excellent day at left tackle, the Chiefs win this game by 2 touchdowns. If you tell me that Joe Tooney and Mike Caliendo have a bottom 10% outcome day, I think the Eagles probably win this game. So it's just so vital, but we're talking about a guard playing out of position and, like, maybe the second or third kind of most well-known pass rusher on this Eagles defense. That's what I think is going to end up coming down to in a lot of ways.
Briscoe, we know certainly Barkley has to have a huge game, in my opinion, for the Eagles to have a chance to win this game. What about on the Chiefs rushing side? Like, do you think Kareem Hunt has to have a certain benchmark or combination of Pacheco and Kareem Hunt have to have a certain yardage total? Was it just, hey, get the timely third down conversion runs? What do you think they need out of their running game? Because so much of the attention is on what the Eagles need out of theirs.
Yeah, efficiency for me. I think more the latter there. I really don't care what the stat lines look like for it is Hunt then Pacheco for me. And in a lot of ways, it might be Hunt and then Perine and then Pacheco. And that's not even Pacheco's fault. That's just where I think Perine fits in this offense. But ultimately, I don't care how many carries they get or even really what their yards per carry is. What matters to me, like you just referred to, is first of all, getting ahead of the sticks on first down. If you run the ball on first down, you gotta get me 4 yards here. Like I don't want to see the Chiefs living in 2nd and 8 that turns into 3rd and 8. Mahomes is incredible on third downs. Travis Kelce is incredible on third downs, but you don't want to be in that spot, obviously. So I think early down success and then especially those short yardage conversions. When you do put the football in Kareem Hunt's hands, he has to get what you expect him to get. And now that we're in full playoff mode, we've seen Andy Reid be a little bit more aggressive in this way. If it's 3rd and 3 and Kareem Hunt gets you 2 yards on 3rd and 3, I'm out there on 4th and 1 ready to do it again or pull out one of your Patrick Mahomes on the move plays that seems to always move those chains. I think the Chiefs have a chance to live in pretty short down and distance situations on Sunday. And if they do that, I think you're going to see the offense look smoother and then you still have the chance for the explosives, which is certainly where Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy want to connect.
Sometimes it's just like just trying to decide if enough attention is being paid to something. I understand the Eagles' corners are good, but I would think if under a normal circumstance, if you said super young and rookie corners against Patrick Mahomes and a group of wide receivers he really trusts, that seems not favorable for Philadelphia, even if you think they're incredibly talented. Do you think there's a youth aspect that could burn Philadelphia in this, or that's something Andy Reid certainly, with 2 weeks worth of prep, can take advantage of?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Chiefs have that advantage really on both sides of the ball with both Reed and Spags and the veteran players, the familiar players on both sides who've been in this scheme for a long period of time now with, again, like Worthy being a clear exception and, you know, Hopkins is new in the system and has gotten less and less work. But ultimately, yeah, I think that's a good call. It also I don't know if it's going to look like the Texans game in this way, but with the way that the Eagles do want to play defense, and you think about a Texans team that trusted their corners but did not have what they needed in the middle of the field, and the Eagles are good in the middle of the defense too, of course.
Sure.
But when you think about how the Texans did it, it was, we're going to let our corners run with your receivers, and then you got to beat us with Travis Kelce over the middle, death by a million paper cuts. And then the Chiefs did do that, running that through Travis Kelce. And then Buffalo keys on Travis Kelce and says, somebody else has to beat us. And then the Chiefs win that way. I think with Vic Fangio, I think that there's probably going to be a little bit more commitment to slowing down Xavier Worthy, or trying to not let Hollywood Brown get behind the defense. And we could see another big Travis Kelce game just by the nature of kind of all of that coming together of the Eagles wanting to lean on their corners, and then Travis Kelce being the elder statesman on the field, knowing where to be in the biggest moments. I really do think that could all shake out. The Chiefs should still try to test these corners. I don't think they ought to just give it up the way they did, like, for Derek Stingley, which is understandable. These guys aren't exactly at that level. So I do think they ought to be testing for those deep plays and trying to hit a few of them. But if they can take the whole game 5-6 yards at a time with Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce, they will happily three-peat on the back of Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce.
We're talking to Joshua Briscoe, our Chiefs contributor for 96.5 The Fan. He's on the Pheasant Fest hotline. National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic is coming to the Kansas City Convention Center March 7th to the 9th. Visit pheasantfest.org. MVP, always a fun conversation. Give me the case for somebody on the Chiefs other than Mahomes. Like, what's the path look like for them to win MVP? Is there a path?
I mean, I think Travis Kelce's got to be – I haven't looked at the odds. I have to imagine that he's next.
He's like 15-1, 11-1. He's Kelce the next highest Chief.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think you give him like 14 catches for 112 yards and two or three touchdowns or something like that, where you could say, like, man, maybe it's a big yak play in there somewhere where you go, look, I mean, Travis Kelce at age 35 just turns back the clock and he's the MVP. Obviously, I think if the Chiefs win, which, you know, we'll get to, but I think Mahomes makes the most sense. Kelce's the next. I think, I don't know, is there a path for Chris Jones to just have like an absolutely dominant game?
And there's a narrow path, I think it's even, a very narrow path, but yeah,
even then, better be a scoop and score.
If they win 19-17, it's probably going to come with a Patrick Mahomes fourth quarter drive that wins it, right? Like,
exactly.
So I think that you could go that direction. Kareem Hunt isn't going to have the type of game that's going to put him in that conversation. If he has three touchdowns, it might be on 3 2-yard carries. So I think it's got to be Mahomes, Kelce, and then maybe you get a big day from one of the DBs or something with a couple of turnovers, but we're talking about really narrow paths now.
Can I mention one thing about the MVP that sways it towards Travis Kelce? 20% of the vote every year for Super Bowl MVP is fan vote. You trying to tell me Swifties don't play some sort of number here? 20% of the vote?
That's a reasonable percentile of the voting public. No, I'm with that. I think that strengthens the Kelce 2 case.
That's why he has the second best odds of any Chiefs player this game to win it.
Yeah. And I can't see anybody catching passes from Patrick Mahomes and not having Mahomes be the MVP. It's a hard one for me to overcome. But I would be kind of interested to see what that would look like. Honestly, anything that results in a Chiefs player winning MVP, I'll take.
For sure. Yeah, Kelce's the only player that I you could talk yourself into just because of what Cody said a little bit also. Just if it's the... It's weird. Like, it would have to almost be he breaks multiple tackles on the way to a game-winning touchdown that he has no business scoring on, though. You know what I mean? Like, because if he has 150 yards, that means Mahomes has 150 yards and two touchdowns.
Well, he has like 300 yards.
You know, but I mean, but he's getting the credit for 150. It would almost take on the Super Bowl MVP market. It would almost take Kelce having to break three tackles that he has no business breaking.
But it's just like the narrative thing. Maybe it's his final game the fan vote.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm voting for any Chief, it's outside of that. Let's mention at least Jalen Carter and some of the other names. Give me another name, Briscoe, that you're worried about on Philadelphia. I know the 3 or 4 everyone's going to mention. What happens if Saquon goes off or Jalen Hurts or Jalen Carter? We know the guys on the list. Who's somebody that you're like, that guy concerns me a little bit, could cause a problem?
I can't do a lot better than Josh Sweat versus Joe Tooney is my like
That's
matchup
fair.
To watch of a guy who's a little bit down that list. I will say that Devontae Smith in the slot against Shamari Connor should probably have gotten more conversation this week. And I'm patting myself on the chest, hand up on that one, because that has been a place where the Chiefs have had some issues. Also, they had issues with the tight end, and obviously Dallas Goedert is a very, very good one. It seems like that may have been sort of beaten out of the defense a little bit. Maybe Spags found some answers there for the middle of the field. But Devontae Smith versus Shamari Connor is the matchup we haven't talked very much about. A.J. Brown is an unbelievable wide receiver, but the connection with Jalen Hurts has not been as smooth as anybody wanted it to be, right? Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson. McDuffie's not a very good matchup for Brown. Watson physically makes a little more sense there. Both of them are very good. I love that. But I'm very curious if McDuffie, or basically, will McDuffie and Watson be on Brown and Smith, or is there going to be a sacrifice of, all right, Devontae Smith in the slot versus Shamari Connor? Good luck. Shamari Connor still covers like a safety when he's playing man coverage in the slot. I don't love that. So that's my one on the Eagles offense, where Devontae Smith is clearly a well-known name. The specific matchup when he's in the slot against Shamari Connor, I think, is advantage Eagles right now.
All right, so give me a score. How does this thing play out on Sunday?
I've got 30-24 Chiefs right now. That's without them having to have everything go right offensively, but it still needs to look like the offense has looked throughout the playoffs, back on Christmas, and throughout that stretch. I think this Chiefs defense is going to hold its own. I do think you're going to get an A.J. Brown touchdown over Trent McDuffie, which is, you know, just because Trent McDuffie's not built like A.J. Brown. He'll be in his hip pocket, but you'll probably get one of those. Maybe it's Jalen Hurts moving the chains on a few instances that feel back-breaking at moments. I don't think Saquon Barkley is going to single-handedly beat this football team. Explosive runs for him are the most dangerous thing. It's something he's able to do that a lot of running backs aren't able to do. But ultimately, I would take a 24-point game from the Chiefs defense without batting an eye. And I really think the Chiefs should be able to overachieve that mark on offense, with the offense looking as smooth as it has. 2 more weeks to prepare. Obviously, history is on the table, but the Chiefs are comfortable in these situations. Mm-hmm. A ridiculous percentage of this team has never had a season not end in this way. I'm sure both of these teams are going to be amped. I'm sure nerves of various types will be prevalent. But Patrick Mahomes is like literally built for these exact moments. And I'm going to take the better quarterback that I believe makes the Chiefs a better team. It's not a bet on Mahomes over the greatest roster ever assembled. I think the Eagles are very good. I can live with that. But I think the Chiefs are very good, and they have the best quarterback of all time. So I'll take Kansas City.
Josh Briscoe, our Chiefs contributor for 96.5 The Fan throughout the football season. We appreciate you coming on, man. Maybe we'll check in next week, especially if the Chiefs do get the win, do get the three-peat, but we appreciate you coming on.
If they lose, I'll just give you my March Madness bracket. I know it's not out yet.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.